Today on our Tech for Business podcast, we're joined by Kyle, our president and CEO, and we have a new face here today, Mike Eterno from Barracuda Networks, the channel business manager. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having us along. We're absolutely delighted to be part of this, and we appreciate being able to have this fireside chat.
I love it. Perfect. Well, Mike, I'm going to throw the first question to you because we're discussing building strong partnerships. And partner is such a buzzword. I would love if you would sort of explain in your own words what partnership means. How does it change from just collaborating with somebody to becoming a true partnership?
Partnerships among vendors and resellers and businesses are like friendships, right? We all have friends. And the friendships that you have that last the longest are the ones where you recognize that you are on equal footing. Nobody's above the other. No one is better than the other. I know something that you don't know, or you know something that I don't know. It doesn't really matter. So the same is true in business partnerships. You look for somebody that you can have a long-lasting relationship with, somebody that will feed off of what you provide them, and you can feed off of what they provide you. So you have an equal footing, a comfortable relationship, and remembering the first thing of the rule of any partnership, we're people first. We're not a vendor or a partner or a company or an account. We're people first. And if you think about that and remember that, you have a solid partnership, a long-lasting partnership.
Yeah. I was going to ask, that's a beautiful answer. I don't know, Kyle, if there's anything you want to add or any qualities you really look for when trying to find someone to partner with.
Yeah, I think Mike said it incredibly well. And when you look at the only thing that we look for in those partnerships, again, the other person involved side is our customers side, that why these partnerships exist is their synergy of a value for the end customer user as well. So it's the solution makes sense. We work very close through these partnerships and the people on those sides of it to make sure that we're delivering the best value and the best solution and solving the end problem or whatever the challenge is that the customer has. And when it's all working together in that triangle, it's a beautiful thing. It helps everybody involved is very benefits greatly by it, both in the relationship side, as Mike spoke to, and then also on solving the problem side of it, and then hopefully everybody financially benefits on going through it as well to make sure that you can do it properly, because you want to make sure that's involved too. But I think Mike did a great job explaining that.
Definitely. We could take this conversation any direction. But, Mike, we spoke before the podcast about you currently work for Barracuda, but you've had other jobs just like everyone has. How do you come into a pre-existing relationship? CID and Barracuda have worked together, but you're kind of new to this partnership. So how do you make sure to maintain what's already there and kind of build on it?
Well, that's a great question. The first things first is to understand, as you're coming into a relationship, where it currently sits. I probably had a predecessor who was working with this partner or had this relationship. What did you like about it? And I'll continue it and do better. What did you not like about it? And I'm not going to go there, right? So let's lay the groundwork. Let's lay a foundation to build upon. But there are sometimes just big shoes to fill. And, I'm only a size 9. So if there was somebody before me, I'm in trouble. Seriously, it's just a line of open communication. You have to, the 5-letter word, trust, gets built with lots of pieces and parts. And so if I'm going to walk into a relationship that's pre-existing, I'm going to be looked at as who is this guy and what is he doing? We've never worked with him before. How do I trust him? I have to lay down a groundwork of what do you like? What don't you like? What was missing? What do you need to create that trust? And then I'm not a person that says, I need to earn your trust or you need to earn my trust. Trust is given. Trust is given. Again, we're just a bunch of people out here doing this work. Right. And so let's trust these other to make it happen. this podcast is happening in September. September is football season. That means we're all on the same side of the ball going down to score a touchdown together. That's the partnership. That's that first question you asked. But again, filling somebody else's shoes is, what do they do? What do you want? And let's do more of it.
Is there any like quality you look for, Mike, when you're building that partnership? What if you come into a partnership and it's not as great? Like, how do you work towards making it better? Like, where should you really start putting the bedrock down? Does that make sense?
Yes. Find out why.
That communication. Yeah, that open communication.
Now, you know, where are we today? And if it's a negative space, then find out why. What happened? Where are we? I can probably put down a guarantee that whatever happened last time won't happen again. Kind of idea. Let's, again, move forward with that positive step. And then, again, our partners have to trust us to make sure that that'll happen. Understanding also the nature of your business.
Yeah.
Yes, channel guys, the best vendors who work with partners understand that we're not the only folks in the room. We sell many other solutions, whether it's hardware or software or services. There are other things in us, number one. Number two, I understand that you've got to keep the lights on. You've got to make payroll. You have to keep techs off the bench, right? So if I understand the nature of your business, then you're going to understand where we play. And then that trust, again, is given because I'm getting where you're coming from. I'm not. The worst thing I could do is say, I'm the only guy in the room, sell me all day long. Me, that's an unreasonable expectation.
Yeah.
So if you use the words reasonable and unreasonable and understand where they fit, the reasonable expectation is you have us as a vendor because you like what we offer and you like the relationship. Great. Let's move forward together. And unreasonable expectation on my part would be you don't sell anybody else. You sell us. We're all day long, top of mind. But that's silly. And it doesn't work for anyone. So have a reasonable expectation for success and understand where you fit.
So Kyle, I'd love for you to kind of, Mike did such a great job explaining kind of this 360 degree view of the business. I would love for you to talk a little bit more about being that advocate for customers. You know, how does what their needs come into play when building a partnership and a relationship with a vendor?
Yeah, sure. There's two things I look at when I think about the customer interaction. One starts with just a lot of times new prospects or new customer sides and us working closely with a vendor like Barracuda to have a uniform and be seen as the partners that we are, and we're not working against each other. So it ties a little bit to what Mike was just talking about to say, we got to make sure that the solution we're talking to that customer prospect is the same thing that Barracuda may speak to them about, and that we're not, you know, there aren't conflicting sides. So there's that, and that kind of just circles around to us and Barracuda being on the same page and having conversations and knowing. So if Barracuda is calling them, they're aware of CIT and they're aware of those sides and they're asking those things, and they'll, we don't send conflicting messages. It just, just like, you know, you got to be talking. You got to make sure that we're engaged. You got to have frequency and the commitment side of those. So it's truly unified. And then the other side to the customer value is us learning from vendors like Barracuda, what the solutions are, what the value is, where we would sell it, where it makes sense, because it's ever evolving. There's always new solutions. I was just at a conference with Barracuda. There's new things that are ever evolving like there are on other sides of it. And we have to invest our time to learn what those are, evaluate where they sit with existing solutions or existing problems that we're aware of or challenges our customers have, and try to visualize, can this new solution from Barracuda solve those problems better or add something that we're not currently doing? And then start to investigate and go down that path so our customers can have those challenges solved. So there's that constant engagement of evaluating, understanding what these vendor solutions are, how they work, and having communications with people like Mike, and then engaging in these conferences and talking to other partners and how they're using them to create that customer value statement or value solution or technical solution side. So we go to market with the right side and solve it. So it's a, it takes a time commitment, and the best part of relationships, to even certify Chris question, you got to commit time to it on both sides. Mm-hmm. It's not one sided at all.
You know, Kyle, you just touched on something that we haven't mentioned yet, and that is communication. The first question you talked about, Ariel, was partnerships. One of the foundations of that is communicating. How many times do you hear, well, I didn't hear about that, or the partner said something, or the customer was unsure. If mm-hmm. we're off communicating about this, then, you know, some partners say, don't call my customer. Well, if I'm communicating with you, then we can, and we can together. Right? Mm-hmm. And if our rep is communicating with our partner rep, then there should be no misunderstanding. So you already put the nail on the head, Kyle. Communicating throughout the process from prospecting to close, key.
Yep. And it's bi-directional, you know, just be on the same page. So we work through it, and it's a beautiful thing when it is working together, like you would imagine any other side, when both sides are talking, things solve themselves and work well together. And we find a lot of value in the relationship side when those occur, because the efforts are matched. So mm-hmm. if we're trying to discover new customers, introduce ourselves to, the messaging from Barracuda's marketing sales effort aligns with our engagement side, and to the end customer side, it's a unified message, and it's all cohesive and not mm-hmm. disjointed.
For sure. I mean, I'm just going to echo Mike talking about football. We're all on the same team. We're not separate companies, truly. We're working together.
Yep.
So I like to address some like practical advice on this podcast, especially for our customers who are listening to this. I mean, how can they truly be involved in this kind of partnership? I mean, clearly CIT and Barracuda have a good relationship, but you've got this third party that isn't on the podcast right now, and that's our customers. I mean, how do they make sure that they're also involved in communication and the learning part of this, and they're also on the team and not just being sold to?
Really, that's a really key part of this. And mm-hmm. so whether you're a vendor or whether you're a partner, a reseller, or service provider, the first thing you need to do is listen. Mm-hmm. If a customer is not being listened to, they're not going to talk to you. They're not going to request your business. They're not going to give you their business. So you have to listen to what they're looking for, what the pain is, what is the problem, and then look internally to say, can we really solve this? Sometimes you can't. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the problem is either so great or out of your scope of business that you can't solve that problem for them. But you don't know that until you listen. And if they know you're listening to them, they're going to want to do business, right? When you have a conversation with a friend, when you have a conversation as a consumer, if you're not listened to, how frustrating is that?
Yeah.
Right? So we as vendors and as partners, as resellers and service providers, we have to listen first. And then the customer goes, he hears me. Awesome. Now we can move forward together.
Yeah. And Kyle, I mean, part of that is the customer really kind of also needs to speak up, right? There's part of that you have to interact. You have to come to the table. I mean, what's your experience a little bit with working with customers, or we have an advisory committee truly trying to bring those people to the table with you?
Yeah, we're transparent in our partner relationships, and a lot of times we look to elevate our vendor relationship sides to show up together with the partners, you know, our vendors all have cases and be willing to either, whether it's an in-person event or it's a webinar or we're on site with a customer side, to have someone like Mike alongside us where we come in side by side. It's both of us hearing the sides and listening to the customer, as Mike said, together. So the customer can even visualize and see that there's a partnership here. And we want the customer to be aware that there's multiple people that are coming together to help solve their problem side. There's the unique capabilities that us as the reseller integrator bring to the table, and there's the value of what the vendor brings to the table of ensuring that this is a solution. We're here to stand behind the solution. This is the need that it solves. I heard that problem, and yes, I believe that our solution can solve it, and this is where it's at. And they get the validation that us as the reseller can help ensure that it's going to be deployed, and they have ongoing support and boots on the ground and resources that are close in proximity to them to elevate. And even if it gets out of scope, as Mike said, maybe it gets into something that it's Barracuda's part of the solution. They're not the full solution. They don't have all the answers to, and not that's very common side. It's just so it's part of it, and know that we can help. You know, CIT can help bring together the rest of the other pieces of the puzzle.
Yeah. I was going to ask Mike about that. You said, you know, you're not the only vendor on the field. Are there other vendors? You don't have to name them, but what's it like when you're in the room and you're saying, oh, this person needs both of our solutions, or now I'm going to work together with this other vendor to provide something kind of like what Kyle had said, to make sure we're giving them the right solution. It might be more than one person. What's that like for you?
Well, there are such things as technology alliances, right? Mm-hmm. Where, as Kyle's already said, we do a lot of things, but not everything. And at that point, you recognize, listen, we can have an ancillary vendor work with us to solve this customer's problem. And it's a win for everyone. There are no egos involved. There's no, wait a minute, how come we should? And none of that stuff. We recognize what we do and what we do well. And if you're a really good vendor and understand what you do well, you also understand what you don't do well, and you don't need to tread in the space that is that. So bringing that to light again, to the partner, to the customer, standing up and saying, you know what, I think we're better off if we bring this other solution to bear. Now we've got a full body solution. The customer appreciates that. I think they really do. And I think our partners also appreciate that too. There's no butting heads or there's no fighting about it. It's like, We're here to solve a problem, right? And if the problem means some of A and some of B, now we've got it together. Let's go.
Yeah.
Common sense.
Yeah. I feel like there's got to be a lot to learn, especially when you're in that kind of position where you're working with these different resellers and you're seeing these different vendors. I mean, is it ever incredibly overwhelming? Or, I mean, you seem so good at taking
it. I'll defer to Kyle because he's got so many solutions that they've got to learn in his teams. Oh my God. I mean,
forget about this. For sure. I mean, Kyle loves to learn, but I'd love to hear your opinion, Kyle.
I mean, it's, you have to love it. I mean, because it is a fire hose of science, but just to circle back, that's why you try to create leverage wherever you can, and to leverage our vendors like Barracuda side and to bring them in. I don't feel like I have to know everything deep about Barracuda. I need to understand the value propositions and where it goes and do some investigation sides, but to bring like Mike or one of his sales engineers or product expert sides that he can get engaged. If we got to go deep with a customer that's going to go real deep on email security and they want to know, they want to get highly technical, which is completely understandable. I mean, they got a very specific use case to try to solve for. I don't feel the pressure like I have to have the exact answer. We need to know this, or our staff needs the exact questions. We can come in side by side with them, and their product expert can make sure that that customer's question or concern is answered and answered effectively. And then we can work together to how to proceed side of it. So it's exactly why it's so important to have that relationship side of it, is that you can come together so we don't have to have all the answers of all those things. So it isn't as overwhelming. Just need to understand the value solution sides and make sure that we find, you know, the best strength and partner sides of it. And the last comment on it, I think, is why we have a lot of we go deep with a lot of partner sides is because they've proven that they do work well together. They come to the table side of it. If we have a customer concern, they don't run from it. They run to it. We come in together. We solve it. They are open-minded and they understand. Again, they've got Mike's first statement is that there is more than just their world that exists inside of those, and that allows it to work. And we can solve and create solve problems and create new opportunities together. It's hugely important,
and it works well for everybody that way.
I agree.
That way. Like I had mentioned, CIT and Barracuda work together, but let's pretend for a moment that they don't, and you're just introducing yourselves to each other. What are those vendor due diligence questions? Like, Mike, what do you ask yourself when you're working with a new reseller? And Kyle, what do you ask yourself about this new or ask to this new vendor? What should we really be asking each other when we're coming to that table for the first
time? That's a great question. So the first thing we think about is we're a cybersecurity software company, right? So the first thing I'm going to want to think about when wanting to have a new partner represent our solution is, do they have a cybersecurity practice? Do they have other cybersecurity solutions? And the reason is really simple. Cybersecurity is a different animal. It's not just selling switches and laptops and whatever. There's a lot of stuff going on with the cybersecurity space. And so if a partner understands cybersecurity first, has a cybersecurity practice second, and is actively engaged with other cybersecurity vendors or services that they offer, that's going to be the first thing that I think about, because I'm kind of selfish in that way. I want somebody to understand that space.
Yeah.
One other thing is, I'm going to look for, again, I used this word earlier, a reasonable expectation for success, right? If I'm talking to a partner and the wrong thing to say would be, that's great. You know, in the first year, you could sell $100 million of our product. Well, time out, where'd that come from? Unreasonable expectation. And I would look for, as to your question, what is a reasonable expectation that a partner would have of us to work with them, right? If they say, well, you know what, we expect you to be on a Zoom call with us or a Teams call every day of the week for all month long. Well, that's an unreasonable expectation. Nobody would do that anyway, but you get the idea. So have a cybersecurity practice or people who understand it, have reasonable expectations for success. And then my job is to show them why our solution makes sense for their portfolio. So some of that falls on me, right? So those three things I think are top.
Yeah, Kyle, what would you ask? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. To pivot on one, what's our discount? No, I'm just kidding. But it's usually when you find a vendor, first we're trying to solve a problem first and foremost, is usually how we discover a vendor. And sometimes it comes from a customer referral. You know, a customer had familiarity in different life or had a good referral on a solution, and that'll introduce us to investigated side of it. And they request that we start looking at it. So we investigate and we reach out to identify, but we're trying to make sure that, and even a little bit to Mike's point, that we have a reasonable amount of business to provide to them to be worth their while. Okay. So again, like you got to be cognitive of the value for the other side to make sure the partnership's going to work. So we feel like there's an expectation that there's a potential for business for both sides to be worth their while. And then we look for the engagement. Then the next thing we're looking for is, again, what is the commitment from the vendor back to us to get into the relationship side of it? Do we have someone like in Mike's role side of it? Do we have access to some technical resources? What kind of training resources are available to us so we can understand and be able to support our customers better? You know, how can we work together with marketing and other effort sides of it to help create awareness around your product offering and our ability to support it? So it's just digging more into how much, you know, they're engaged in the partnership side of it. Or is it just going to be, we just want to know how many deals you have registered and how much business you're giving us, and otherwise you can't find us. You know, it's like we're calling out a window. Those don't work real well for us. You know, there needs to be, you know, from again, some person to the group, someone in Mike's seat is where we have the most success with the partners that we're going the deepest with, and where we have the closest ties, have a person representing that vendor that is our relationship conduit into those sides, and they're funneling information to us, and they're receiving information back, whether it's new opportunities or a customer issue or whatever it may be. There's a mutual side of it, and then we look to reciprocate by having someone in a vendor management role here at CIT to make sure that we're reciprocating back to the vendor as they're making a commitment to us, that we have a commitment to them to say, yes, we want to do this marketing campaign, and here's the information that says it's worth your investment back to us, and how that worked out for both sides. So it circles all the way back kind of where you started to make sure there's going to be a commitment to a true partnership.
You know, you raise a really good point, Kyle, with regard to contacts within a company or a partner. so many times as a vendor, we want to know the president, the CEO, the owner, the stakeholders, and then we should know this level and that level, the other thing. I think the thing is true in reverse. I think our partners should have, yeah, somebody like myself who's the conduit who can direct you to the right place, but you also should have executive sponsorship. You should know and have a relationship with our executive team and all facets of that, not just the sales team, but the financial team and the marketing team, all of the above. Again, that goes back to the absolute top of this conversation, the partnership. That means everybody knows everybody. And if you just have somebody like myself in place, then that's a bottleneck. And if I'm busy or I'm out of town or on vacation, whatever that is, vacation, never mind. And at least you have others that you can understand and have a conversation with. And really, those folks at the vendor really get who you are too. Now we have a full-bodied relationship, lots of communication with lots of folks. That's what makes it work. It really does. If there's one person, no, but it's really important that you know who's shooing the zoo.
Yeah. Yeah. And that was circling back to being at that event, last week, you know, I met the CEO and I met a number of the C-levels and the new market, you know, again, that's where it's beneficial is to engage in those sides, because that's where those opportunities present themselves in many cases, sides of it. Not that I have a concern that you wouldn't put somebody on the phone if we needed to, but again, that's where it's having the, knowing that that's the ability and that we have at least somebody to quarterback into the company and make us aware of what's there is where it's very helpful. Because it varies by organization and vendor that we work with, but the strong ones, you feel that is offered up, you know, to say, we want our executives are engaged. They want to hear from us. They participate and understand in us relaying the challenges we're trying to solve for the customers. And, you know, to mention their seat at the table side of those is where I feel like we're the conduit from our customer's voice to the vendor on those sides. We can create an aggregation point to say our customers are looking for this from Barracuda, for example, side. This is a cybersecurity concern. It'd be nice if your product could help solve that problem. And it's fantastic when they're actively product managers are engaged, which they were, again, at the event I was at, they were actively listening for us to solve that problem. And that's immeasurable, and that'll deliver back to the customer and actually a better product. And they're going to get more results from that product because those discussions between a reseller and the vendor are happening. That, you know, especially for small to mid, which is the market we serve, I think it's immensely valuable. You know, your Fortune 500s have a strong voice, obviously, and the vendors hear them in their own voice because they're large enough to be a big voice at a table. But a 50 user organization, an user organization, that's tough. But in aggregate, you know, that's where resellers like CIT and those around the world that are like us, we aggregate those voices together and come with a lot of unification of those things to say, here's the challenges that the small mid market has. So it allows the vendors to hear that and create better products for them. And I know Barracuda focuses on that market, so that's why it's very channel aware. It's because it makes a lot of sense to have those voices heard together.
Real quick, as a reference for our viewers or listeners, Barracuda has an annual partner conference. And last week we had called Discover 25 in Chicago. We were absolutely delighted and lucky enough to get Kyle to be part of our partner panel, a panel of five resellers. Kyle, I think the information that you brought and the response that you had were spot on. It was really, really great. And so thank you for allowing us to have you on that panel.
And a blast.
That was fun.
I love it. Just to kind of reiterate, you know, it's so important to have all these different teams. You know, you're talking executives meeting executives, but also like marketing meeting marketing, sales meeting sales. You know, it's truly like we are all on the same team and working together towards that same goal.
At Barracuda, we have a ton of great marketing folks. We're extremely lucky to have Amy in this region helping us out. with marketing plans for our partners like CIT, and then CIT's marketing team who says, hey, that's a great idea. Let's try this or let's do that. So you're right. Marketing teams talking to each other is another part of that overall partnership.
For sure. Is there anything else either of you want to cover? You've answered all of my questions and more, which I really, really appreciate, but I want to give you both an opportunity to share anything else as we close up.
You know, in summary, I think the best thing that we can do as a vendor with our partners is create a trusted, frictionless, supportive relationship. If we don't have any one of those three things, we got a problem, right? And so partners really want, and I don't mean to speak for you, Kyle, but I think partners really want that frictionless experience where they're trusted and heard with obviously technology that solves their customers' problems. Otherwise, we wouldn't have had that conversation to begin with. But once that the technology works and is in place and understand, if you have a crummy relationship where it, how many clicks and how many phone calls and how many meetings does it take, it's going to go downhill fast. It needs to be frictionless. It needs to be smooth with processes that work for both sides. And with CIT, we found a great partner here. So thank you very much for allowing us to be one of your partners.
Yeah. Thank you, Mike. I think that was well said. And I just think for the customers that are listening, I love doing this because just to have the transparency and have them get a little insight as to how it works a little bit behind the scenes sides with it to make sure they understand how the value proposition really can benefit them into be engaged, because they do have a seat at the table here, and it's a big part, and we're well aware of that side of it, and it's what really makes it work incredibly well when they are the focal point. That's what it's all about. And both Barracuda as vendor and CIT as a vendor in this, as a reseller in this case, that is the end game we're looking at, how we solve in these customer problems. To get a little more insight, I think is good.
Well, thank you both for joining us today. I always give my little shameless plug that anyone we have on the podcast, reach out to us. We can connect you with them. If you want to talk to Mike, if you want to have more of a conversation, we will definitely get you connected. So thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for joining us today. If you enjoyed this topic, please let us know. Like, subscribe, or reach out to us at info@cit-net.com or head out to our website, cit-net.com/podcast. We'll be back next week with an all-new episode.